Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring a new friend on the show, a new member of our brain trust. Barbara Friedberg is here. She's has an MBA in finance and another degree in counseling. She's been working as a portfolio manager, an investment portfolio manager, and a chief financial officer for Corporate America. She has taught finance and investing in two universities. She's the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, one of her two books, and she's our new friend, Barbara Friedberg. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me today.
Good to have you here. So, Barbara, the stock market is one weird beast, isn't it? And nobody can predict it, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse and worse to get for the average person to get their head around what's going on in the stock market. It took a big tumble last summer. It's taken another big tumble this month. Can you sort some of this out for us?
I would love to sort some of this out. First of all, your listeners have to understand that the stock market is a collection of companies run by the United States and international business. And in general, stock prices go up when companies prosper and they do well. But every so often, you'll come with an event will come up that'll either spook the market. We call these systemic events, or there'll be a terrorist event, or there'll be something happening in China, or
huge profit taking.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I don't know about that. The systemic drops happen. I don't know if it's because of huge profit taking. I think it can be.
I didn't mean to. That sounds sarcastic. I just meant to say. I promise you, that did not mean to come out in a sarcastic way. I just meant that I think that's one of the things that's going on right now.
Oh well, of course, people are getting scared and they're running and getting out of the market.
You never hear me be sarcastic about taking a profit.
No. And look. Many Americans may not realize it, but they're invested in the stock market whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm. Make that connection.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Make that connection for us.
Well, if you work at a company and you contribute a couple of bucks every month to your 401k, you've probably got
right.
some stock.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I want to say is when the stock market goes down for whatever reason periodically, it's no need to fall apart or get very, very worried.
Mm-hmm.
Because the historical trend, frankly, since 1928, the average return on the U.S. stock market is 9.5%.
Do you think some people, well, of course, anybody who's been watching the economy for more than a couple of decades would know that markets go up and markets go down. And they would know that we've been on a tear. We've been on a record-breaking tear. We're 3,000 points over the high set in 2007, I guess it was, before the crash. So we've been on a record-breaking tear on all indicators, all indexes in the last 7 years. And so they got to know things are gonna they go up, they're gonna come down. Is it important to realize right now, though, that there probably isn't the kind of scenario that we had in 2008 looking at us in this year?
Oh, Jim, you're so smart. Absolutely. Yeah, our economy, contrary to what's going on a lot in the media, is our economy is doing pretty darn well. Inflation is down. Unemployment is down. And growth is you know, not stellar, but it's okay. So yeah, we're having a little volatility.
But we don't have the systemic financial
problems.
Well, problems, but also infrastructure problems that we had. Defects is the word I'm using. I want to use. We don't have the financial defects that we had in 08 right now.
No.
Banks are stronger than they've ever been from a capital standpoint. We're not likely to have the kind of a collapse that we had in 08. So I don't. That's one thing I think we can take off the table, don't you?
I absolutely do. I think it's very unlikely that we're going to have that type of 36.55% drop mm-hmm. in the markets that we had in 2008.
But a bear market is a sustained 10% drop, right?
Yes.
And aren't we almost there?
Right now, as of today, we're down 7.5%.
Yeah, we're getting close. So, you know, bear markets, folks, that weeds out some of the chaff in the marketplace, and you're going to have bears and you're going to have bulls in your life. And looks like we're heading toward a bear maybe right now. We're going to get Barbara Friedberg to help us out with some more of this after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.